Hello, today is November 26th, 2014. I'm Asha Anap of AshaAnap.com. I'm a writer and artist. So this will be my art journal for the day, my art journal proper. So what have I been up to the last 2 days? Because I think that's the longest time since I've done one of these. Well, I finished NaNoWriMo, I finished hitting 50K. I validated it, like I expressed last time. I had a fear that I would not get my 50K and then not win. Not because I couldn't do the word count, but because I would forget to do it after I got back from Thanksgiving. So I did that. Right now the story stopped in the middle of like the revving up for the final climactic confrontation, but the character's already had her epiphany. This is that whole 3-act story structure that Ava poked a little bit of fun at in her podcast, that Spitz Fair on Twitter. But not mine in particular, she's just talking about the concept of everyone slavishly adoring the 3-act structure. But anyways, yeah, this is the second year I've been working with it for a novel, and hopefully it'll turn out alright. So that's pretty cool. I got really lazy while writing it today. Like, I didn't get lazy, I sat down and did it, but like, I was summarizing, I was like, and then they did all the stuff. Next paragraph. And the guys were surprised. Next paragraph. Explosions happened. Next paragraph. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, when I go back in and actually like write this, like add in details. The book is going to be book length, not novella length. Right now it's like roughly 88 pages. I know pages mean nothing, but that's what it says on the Google Doc, and it's like 50,100 words. And the challenge for me this year was not to hit that number of words, because I know I can hit that number of words from the last 2 years. The challenge this year was to make that number of words with a coherent story that's satisfying, and that I'm not still writing in March. So I'm very happy. I feel like I'm really going to finish it over the next week or two. And then I'm going to drop it and walk away. Because that's the only way you can really get a perspective on your writing. I might do the second draft like right afterwards. I might go through and edit for typos. I don't know. But I know that I'm not going to start any sort of serious editing, because I'm still editing Quantity Potions. So I'm excited about getting back to that next week. And I worked a little bit on the presents that I owe drawings. They have already been paid for in labor, bartering. I owe drawings to the Fourth Element author, and I'm working on those right now. He seems happy with them so far. My style is kind of a weird fit, but he likes them. So I finally started doing the expression sheets today and yesterday, and like, you know, when I just sit down on the couch and I start drawing, hours just fly by. And I'm thinking maybe I need to ease off of the prose stuff for a little bit, because that's very mentally exhausting. Like, doing prose is so exhausting, I don't even know. And maybe do like a third prose and 2/3 comics, because right now it's like, prose is definitely my main objective, and the drawing stuff was secondary, probably because I felt so lost with it, but I'm beginning to get back into my stride now. And with me going to order that printer and scanner soon, I'm super excited about, you know, like making traditional comics. So I worked on that, and I also like had a fever and cooked and stuff, but that's not art sound off worthy. I finished Witch's Ink. That's the book by K.E. Mills. The audiobook is a really great reading. Spoiler alert, if you like Witch's Ink, to just cover your ears for a second, it was a good book. I still kind of wish that one of the characters really would have died in the first book when everyone thought that character was dead. Because then that character couldn't keep showing up and ruining the character arcs and dramatic tension and just sucking all the momentum out of every scene with her commentary. But we don't always get what we want. And it's a pretty interesting and fun universe, and I bought the book twice, so obviously I must like something about it. It's not a hate-dumb thing. I'm not like those weirdos I knew in college who were like, I hate Twilight, owns all the Twilight books and the Twilight parodies, goes to the Twilight premiere. Like, oh, for something you hate, you sure spend an awful lot of money on it. What else did I do? I'm updating the DA Arcana Crassi group every day, just going in and adding works to it, commenting on stuff, and usually the only reply I get is, thank you! You know, no matter whether, like, it's a really insightful comment or kind of a crap comment, whether or not, like,
It's like a work with like 20,000 views or 2 views. I just get thank you smiley face as a response. So that's a human interaction for you. But, you know, it's cool to have this, like, resource of all these different sorts of magics and sorcerers and stuff like that to keep me inspired and thinking about the next book if I ever write it. What else did I work on today? I can't really think of much else. Yeah, I mostly just finished that book, drew a bunch, cooked and cleaned a bunch, wrote a bunch. And I think what I want to do... Oh, Habit Over Tea is working out pretty well. So I have perks and things I can buy on the side, and they're worth a certain amount of money. And one of those is browse social media, and it's worth 5 coins. And another one's video games, and that's worth 10 coins. And sweets are worth 2 coins. And I found myself logging into Facebook less and less, and Twitter less and less. Not that I'm a huge user. Like, let me check right now. I've had this tracker on for like 2 or 3 weeks now, and I've only spent 152 minutes on Facebook, and 120 on Tumblr, 104 on Patreon, but that's listening to This Week in Chiptunes usually, 96 on DeviantArt. So I don't spend tons of time on social medias, but it's the interruption and the flow, like, that makes it costly, like the interruption of my thought process. So knowing that if I went onto the social medias, I'd have to pay 5 coins to do that, and that would mean I might not get to get 2 sweets or play video games, kind of made me go, I don't know if this is worth it. So that's pretty interesting. Oh, and I also watched a video from Crash Course History about money today, because I'm struggling with what to make the currency in my book. Because it's a post-apocalyptic book, if they even have currency, which is one of the things Crash Course introduced me today. He was like, I learned that there were really, according to this 10-minute YouTube video with cartoon people, there weren't ever really any true barter societies. We had debt societies, but not really barter societies per se. And the only reason currency was developed was because of warfare. And that was just really interesting. I can't summarize it. I'm a dunderhead. So if you want to know more about that, go listen to the video. But it was some interesting, an interesting starting point for some research for me to think about what I should do for my book. All right, well, that's pretty much everything in the last 2 days. You probably won't hear from me through the end of the month because we got like a 4-day weekend coming up. I'll probably sit on the couch and draw if I come to the, if I do any work at all, I probably won't be here on the desktop, but we'll see. Maybe you guys will hear from me all weekend. I'll be like, he's playing video games. I worked on my book. I don't know. Well, anyways, I'm really sad our sound off is coming to an end, but I'm happy. I've gotten a lot of great insight and gotten to know some more about some really cool people. And I'm really eagerly looking forward to next November, and hopefully a lot more people will join in now that we have like an archive built up. Thanks so much for listening. See you later. Bye.